going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, hell no. Stop the music, Joe. We don't need this. Stop it. Stop the music. Hell no. Jeremy Kahn comes in studio, said, you mind if I sit over here quietly? I don't mind. Quietly. But he asked me just now, Ed.
I'm trying to
be
helpful.
Back for the break. Hey, you want me to go get him? I said, who? Where'd he go? Ed. And I just looked at him. And he says, never mind, I'm just going to sit over here quietly. I said, that was the plan from the beginning, Jerry. If you could travel light speed to Sarasota, bring him back.
Hey, if you hear a knock at your door, you know who it is. It's that little kid selling that candy. It ain't going to be me.
It was a sight for sore eyes for many of you. Mid-Atlantic Sports Network to offer direct-to-consumer streaming options. Man, finally joining us right now, President of Business Operations for the Orioles, Katie Griggs. What's going on, Katie? Would be good if I. There you go, Katie. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, 10 years ago, my then 15-year-old daughter, and Katie, your kids are young. In about a couple of years, they'll be smarter than you, bossing you around, telling you what to do. She told me to get rid of cable because cable was useless. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Everything we watch is on cable. She said, well, we don't watch cable. I said, I see you watching TV all the time. She said, no, you see me watching my tablet and my phone. We don't watch cable. And eventually I got rid of cable and everything is streamed. It was almost like a holiday in Baltimore when Masson finally went direct to consumer and for streaming. I'm sure you had a lot of responses for this. Am I right?
No, look, that's been a priority for us for a long time. We knew it was missing. We knew it was something our fans wanted and the Mets fans wanted. And we were very excited when we finally had the ability to actually get going and roll this out.
Well, I don't think anyone else has a shot. We have a Yale man, a Harvard woman, and now a Dartmouth woman. Right? we're collecting Ivy League graduates. could you just tell people, what is this exactly? Do you, the president of business operations, and then talk a little bit about the changes to the park.
Sure. So, short version is, if it's on the field, that's all Mike and his team. If it's off the field, if it's our television network, if it's the things that are going on in and around the ballpark, that's my team.
Yep.
We have the privilege of having an incredible ballpark, as you know, better than anyone. This Camden Yards is a really, really special place, but it's one of the things that's exciting for us is how do we continue to make sure that this is a special place that feels timeless, right? And that does mean that in some cases, not old, but timeless, and also making sure that we're creating experiences for everyone across our city. And so for us, whether it's looking at introducing the value menu and making sure that families feel that there are affordable options for them when they come to the ballpark, taking steps to improve the audio, though we are very excited for actually putting the full-time solution in place next year, looking at the AV situation, not only in terms of what we can do out in center field and around the ballpark, but also in the concourses, and making sure that we have the ability for our fans to actually see the game when they're going out and grabbing some food. We're working on a whole bunch of stuff.
Katie Griggs, president of business operations for the Baltimore Orioles. Katie, you talk about the bargain menu, but one of the options, and I'm not sure if it still exists, so I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, that Camden Yards used to have is fans could bring in their own food as well. Is that still an option?
They still can. They still can. Look, this
you know how many people don't know that? A lot of people don't know that.
You can bring it in. So sealed beverages or food, you're welcome to bring it in. Look, we want to make sure that whatever experience works for you and your family, you feel comfortable here. I mean, you can get a ticket for $15 all in. You can get a hot dog. You can get a soda for $4 each. So to refill it as many times as you want. Like, we want to make sure that for as many fans as possible, this is an affordable and accessible option. And if you want to bring your own food in, that's cool too.
So are there any dramatic plans for change to the physical structure of the ball? Because a lot of places are putting in just a lot of more physical structures or big changes to other ballparks since I've been traveling the country a little bit. We love Camden. I'm going to do this again. Sound like one of these guys. I'll call this Camden Yards. We love Camden Yards. We love the ballpark. Any changes or improvements coming to the actual physical structure?
Yeah, so we're looking at the things that would make sense, but ultimately I think we recognize that we have one of the gems in baseball here, and so we aren't looking to do anything substantive to make it feel really different. Right now we're truly focused on how do we make sure that the ballpark continues to serve all of our fans as well as possible. So yes, there will be a bigger video screen in center field that you can actually see even if it's daytime next year, but we're not going crazy, right? This isn't going to be Citi Field up in New York with LED everywhere. This is something where we want to make sure we're staying with the times, but also respecting what's an incredible ballpark already.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I grew up with the Mets.
She couldn't tell it.
I'm sure. my accent's not gone? No. Shea Stadium was a disaster. So I was excited when they built Citi Field. I went to a game there. They play the O's. I was really disappointed. I still think I like our ballpark better. And they did all kinds of, major. It was a new ballpark. But I didn't like it as much. So I'm glad to hear you say that. And funny you cited Citi Field.
Look, I mean, different fields work in different places. So it's not saying one is good and one is bad. But I think, again, we recognize Camden Yards is special, and we want to make sure that we're protecting the parts of Camden Yard that make it so special.
Katie Griggs, president of business operations, joins us. Katie, you're right. Camden Yards is special. It's a jewel. When you were in Seattle at T-Mobile Park, you hosted MLB All-Star Week. You hosted NHL Winter Classic. Any chances any of those events are in the future of Camden Yards?
I think that there's a great chance that they'll be in the future of Camden Yards. You know, it's been too long, and I think our friends have called us out on that, had conversations with Major League Baseball, continue to have conversations with Major League Baseball. It's something that's a priority for our organization, and we hope that we have the opportunity to announce something in the not-too-distant future.
Aside, as this position – do you like anything that's been done around the country other than our ballpark that you really liked and would possibly be aiming at? If something you've seen nationally done with all the – I mean, we've seen what happened in Atlanta. You were talking about Citi Field. There's a lot of new structure, construction going on and new ideas like making little villages for entertainment and stuff. Anything like that on the way?
Yeah, I think, look, we're looking into a lot of different options. You know, one of the things that we know is that different people like to watch baseball games differently. For some folks, it's sitting right behind home plate. It's keeping score and watching every single play. For others, it's coming with your friends and having a place where you can have fun, grab a beer, watch the game. But it may not be as big of a focus. It may be more about your friends and creating a space where you can have that experience as well. So with that being said, I think it's one of those things where we want to make sure that there's spaces in this ballpark that work for all of our fans, regardless of how they want to watch the game and how they want to engage with our team. And so different teams have approached that differently. I think there are a lot of really creative things that have come out in a lot of different ballparks, and we're looking at all of them.
And one of the things I love about baseball, maybe it's the nature of the sport, no matter who you come with, there are no strangers in the ballpark, and that's the great thing about
it. That's
right. I love that.
That's right.
Katie Griggs, president of business operations, I'm sorry. Katie, thank you very much for your time this morning. We know you're busy, and thanks a lot, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, one thing that we've picked up on this regime is they tell you things, but they don't tell you things. Did you learn anything from this interview?
A little bit, yeah. I think there's going to be some changes.
Not, and also, there's a certain question that I asked, and the answer was, hopefully in the not-so-distant future.
Right. I'm very happy to hear the scoreboard issue, too. Well, that always drove me crazy. You know how many, you know, we all, the three of us like going to day games.
Oh, yeah.
You can't see the scoreboard during the day.
Well, one of the improvements that they made, and I didn't bring it up, is the speakers. Out in center field, you can actually hear now. You That's can good. Actually, yeah. when they play the music, you can actually hear the words. You can hear Adrian Robertson speak. You can actually hear her enunciate. You could not hear. Those speakers sound like. Now they actually sound clear. And they just did center fields, and they're gonna eventually roll them in throughout the entire stadium, which is.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so good. Jeremy Kahn joins us to right after he gets back from Sarasota picking Ed up. But on the other side, Grayson Rodriguez to resume throwing Zoom. Your reaction to that up next on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, Joe, you're in the mood today. Now I get Jay-Z. I appreciate you today. I appreciate you. A little breathe easy. Y'all don't know. 9:17, 9:18 now in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Grayson Rodriguez, Brandon Hyde, told us recently he has a mild lat strain and he's starting throwing again in a few weeks. We talked about this earlier with our listeners, and I asked, are you starting to lose maybe a little faith in his reliability? And some have said yes. I'm probably in that number. I think Grayson Rodriguez is a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. I think once he gets himself together, he'll be worth the wait. But I'm getting a little tired of the wait.
Well, I just tired of the wait. I just feel like I can't count on him, which isn't good. Where, you know, it's one of those guys. I feel the same way now I felt about John Means, where I love John Means. He was, you know, a really good pitcher. He was, you know, something we need. We didn't have anybody like him at the time. However, he kept getting.
And you love John Means.
I did.
He was one of your favorite guys.
Yep. And after a while, I couldn't count on him because he was getting hurt. So, I mean, I feel terrible because I don't want to blame people for being injured. You know, it's one thing if you think they're dogging it, you know, if they're not running out for, you know, ground balls and, you know, they're faking injuries or things like that. If you're injured, you're injured. And he was injured. So I felt bad, you know, doing that or feeling that way about him. But now it's like I just can't count on you because it seems like you're oft injured. And that's not good because if you're not available, you can't help anybody.
Yeah. And again, we're not doubting his talent. I don't think any of the fans are doubting his talent. I think most people believe he's a front-of-the-end rotation type of guy. If you don't believe he's a number one, fine. You can't argue with he's at least a number two with the talent he has and what he's done. Last year, what, he had 20 starts, 3.86 earned run average, 116 and two-thirds innings, 130 strikeouts, only 109 hits. His whip, 1.243. He can get better than that. He will get better than that, but he put up solid numbers. Won 13 games, went 13-4. Man, those are numbers. Those are numbers that if you have those for 25, 30 starts, this guy is going to be solid. He's going to be solid. He just has to be available.
Yes.
And again, I said to you early, I would love the look at his delivery because from the things that I saw, and I don't know if maybe he's made some improvements on it, that right leg drags that right arm. And a lot of times you put a lot of strain on your shoulder and your lats when that right leg, when that throwing, when the leg that's on the same side of your throwing arm, when that trails it, you put strain on your upper body. And I would love to see if his rotation was wound up today is a little bit different than it was the last time I saw.
Yeah, I would too. Because one of the things you brought up earlier, I was talking about Nolan Ryan and how big his legs were, how strong he was, you know, his lower body, Roger Clemens, he brought up. You throw it, your power comes from your butt, your legs, your thighs, you know, all that. And if you're not utilizing properly, like you say, he's not, it's gonna hurt you because you can't have your smaller joints and muscles like your shoulder, your lats, your obliques, whatever you're going to injure, take the place of that power. So I just think it's, you know, it's something to look at.
Joseph. Did Ed just go Vinny Serrato on us?
It's draft day. I understand, Ed.
Do you know what I mean by Vinny Serrato?
He's got a big butt.
There you go.
He's got to have that base.
He's got big hands, too.
Hey, glutes the biggest muscle in the body.
It is. And it carries a lot. It supports a lot. Your hamstrings, your back. You tighten those glutes, man, a lot of things fall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, for Jeremy, his best part is his hands that do so much for him.
They're soft.
Yeah, they're soft.
When is he getting there? I don't see his
He's
car.
There already. He's here now. He asked me. I told you. Man, both of you
Nobody
out of
Nobody answered.
It. Are both of you out of it? I just told you he asked me if I wanted him to go down the hall to find
you. I know.
Man, I mean, he's in a spaceship already.
Are you gotta be. I'm working with Vin. I'm just going to have fun. It's going to be, look, I just walked into the room with Vinny over there, and I said, do you just want to do the draft show from in this studio? Because he's got all his papers laid out. I'm like, how long did all this take? He's got everything laid out.
Dude, I'm telling you, when it comes to that.
And he has to write it all down by hand.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I said, Vinny, why don't you type that stuff up? Nah, it's easy to remember it when I write it, which I can understand that. Yeah. Because when I was in college, when I wrote my notes out, it was better for retention than typing. I can't explain that.
That's what I do that. You see me with my notebook every day. I have to write everything out because I do. Once I see it come out of my pen, somehow I remember it. I just feel better in front of me.
But Ed, come on, dude. See, I write the things out for me. You write the things out for you, me, Jeremy, Joe. Ed, what am I doing next Tuesday? Let me check. Yeah, at 3 o'clock. You write everything out.
Yeah, you are creepy like that.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Like, I look over at that notebook that he has, and I'm like, what is he writing in there? Everything we say?
You know, Ed had the, when he was a detective, he had the pin board with all the strings connecting
on it. No doubt. It was out of my mind. And he also
That's
wrote
100%
it down.
True.
He always wrote it, and he wrote it down, too.
Joe, he was Charlie Day pointing with the red string.
Pepe Sylvia.
I'm telling you, that's where this comes from, with being an investigator. You have to carry those reports, you know, the ones that open from the top, not the side, those detective reporter notebooks, whatever you want to call them. You had to write everything down. Everything.
That's where my paranoia comes from, being a narc.
Yeah, right?
I'm paranoid, man. Hey, look, they said you were going to talk about draft, Jeremy, but let's be honest, dude. At this time of day, what does everybody want to hear from you?
What, the Daily Line?
Can we get the Daily Line?
I mean, I can give you some plays. I just sat over here and worked on it.
Give us some plays on the other side. Up next right here on The Fan.
Well, you know what's funny is that I went 2-3 in my top plays yesterday.
Funny isn't ha-ha?
No, funny is... Oh, no, I'm not doing that. You know what?
Not funny, ha-ha.
No. But watching last night's games, I love the two unders in the NBA. One hit. The Celtics game got a little weird in the fourth quarter, and it went over the total. But I did hear Ed Shovel about Mazzulla. Yeah. And if people haven't looked him up and just look at the quotes that he says when he's asked questions... His answers are so, like, where did that come from? Like, why are you saying what you're saying right now? Because it doesn't make sense.
I think he wants to be that guy.
Yeah. Because, like, again, 3 years ago, people are going, oh, my God, he's too big for his britches. He shouldn't have this job. He's getting out-coached by everyone. Then they win the championship, and everybody's like, oh, this guy's kind of different. He's interesting. Yeah. No, he's a weirdo. That's what he is. An absolute weirdo. But... We have three NBA games tonight, a handful of hockey games, and some baseball, a little bit of afternoon stuff as well. Handful of totals that I like. But here, I'll just get into it. In the NHL, I like Toronto and their matchup tonight. I think they win. It's even money. Ed, I know you like Toronto, right?
I do.
Yeah, I think they knock off Ottawa tonight. Another one that I thought might be interesting if you're looking for an upset is Florida possibly over Tampa Bay. But I'm not touching it. It's another pick 'em where 70% of the money's going to Tampa Bay, essentially. And then I like Winnipeg and St. Louis to go under the 5.5. Typical plays for me with Winnipeg. Like, I love betting their unders, but I pick the spots that I think are the best, and this is one of them. So those will be two plays for me. I don't know how you're feeling about tonight, if there's anything.
Well, I'd be surprised if Tampa Bay didn't come back with a fury, because they were humiliated home ice. They didn't just lose. They got slapped around. They played with their food. Kachuk just really just bitch slapped them. And they don't like each other anyway. I mean, they're always physical games, but I thought that the Panthers got the better of them, and I can't imagine them letting it go on again at Amalie Arena.
Can I ask something about Florida? Like, were they this good all year? Because I've liked this team, but I felt like, did they have kind of like a downswing for a while and then pick it back up?
Which
Florida.
One? They still aren't that. I mean, they're good. They're reigning Stanley Cup champs, as you know, but they haven't been that good this year. They were good. But they look real good.
Yeah,
I guess. And Kachuk got hurt a little. This is his first time back. He got hurt in that international series.
Well,
whenever it was fighting, if you remember that.
Yeah. Well, is that,
the Four Nations?
The Four Nations, yes.
Yeah, so everybody was kung fu fighting on the ice that day. So on to the NBA. I like the Knicks on the road at the Pistons. I think conventional wisdom would tell you Pistons' first home playoff game in a God knows how long. Like, wouldn't they be up for this and say... I think the Knicks have to step back in and make a statement here, even on the road. And the way that it's a one-point game and everybody's betting on the Pistons because of what I just talked about, as a contrarian, it's always going to make me fade that. I like OKC and Memphis to go under the 226.5, and I like the Clippers -5.5 against the Nuggets. I think the Clippers are the team that nobody's talking about, and somebody said something that I found so thought-provoking, and you honestly have to look at it the right way in talking about NBA players. Where does Kawhi Leonard rank in the history of NBA players? Because he could easily be one of the most talented players in the history of this league when you look at what he does on both sides of the floor.
He's the poster child of the day's NBA.
Yeah.
Classic underachiever. Classic, the guy that just shows up when he wants to show up.
I see that.
He's the poster child.
It's funny because I don't know if I can call him an underachiever, but I agree
with
what you're
saying. The guy
shows
up when he wants to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. You're right, because of his accomplishments, it's tough to call him an underachiever, but he shows up whenever he wants to show up.
If I did it this way, players at their peak, Kawhi at his best. I mean, isn't he on the level of some of the greatest we've ever
Absolutely.
Seen?
Absolutely. That's why he makes you sick. Yeah. Because he doesn't care.
That guy's a damn robot, too, man. What a weirdo.
He doesn't
Put him
care.
And Joe Mazzulla in a room together and see what happens. Two weirdos, man. But, yeah, I like the Clippers tonight, and I think they're dangerous in the postseason, man. They're finally playing the good players that they have all the time now. So, we'll see.
Can I double down on underachiever?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to double down on it. Because you said at his best, how good is he? Well, he doesn't care enough to be that good. He when it's all said and done, Kawhi Leonard underachieved.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been one of the best of all time in that, but he didn't care. So I got to double down on
that. Well, he got his, and then he got his on his own in Toronto.
That's why I didn't mess up. That's why I called him Kawhi.
Okay, yeah. Cause
remember that? That's a long time ago.
Yeah. All right, MLB weather tonight or today. White Sox over. Red Sox under is the best supported by weather today. Giants under is another one. So it's not necessarily a great weather day to focus in on anything. That Red Sox under is great. It's Garrett Crochet on the mound. And what I would say about this is everyone is betting the under here. So I would be careful. I still like the play, but I'm not touching it personally. My favorite plays today, I'll get to baseball here and then I'll recap everything. But I like Pittsburgh and LA to go over the 8.5. They didn't show up yesterday, but we have an even worse pitching matchup today. I do like the White Sox and Twins to go over 8. I like the Giants and Brewers, weather supported, under 7.5. I think the Orioles and the Nats to go over 8.5. I would lean Orioles tonight, and this is typical Orioles stuff. You're facing Mackenzie Gore, has more strikeouts than anybody in baseball.
Right.
And this is a kid that I talked about at the beginning of the year possibly turning the corner.
Yes.
And you lose to the two mouth breathers they threw in the first two games, and now you got to beat this guy.
Well, the first guy had ERA under 2.
Yeah, but he's Mitchell Parker's.
Parker,
he's okay.
Think of his name.
Yeah, his mom just doesn't know.
Yeah.
But when you talk about a guy like that, like you see signs from Mitchell that he could be good. But with Trevor Williams, that guy, especially in the first, when I'm watching him put guys on base, I'm like, here we go, he's going to get lit up. And let's just put two guys on and then ground out a couple times, or get caught out on strikes that aren't actual strikes. My favorite play tonight is going to be Texas and the Athletics. It feels weird saying that. The Sacramento A's to go over the 9. People are just hammering the under here because it's Jacob DeGrom. And as great as Jacob DeGrom is, this ballpark's going to play. I don't care if you're if he's not striking out everybody, there are still going to be long fly balls that leave a ballpark that they have no business leaving. So I still think DeGrom's going to give up some runs, but I really do like the Texas bats a lot tonight, so I'm going to take the over there. My favorite plays this evening would be Texas and the Athletics to go over 9. I like Baltimore, Washington over 8.5. I like the under with the Giants, Brewers. And then I'm going to be on the Knicks and the Clippers tonight as my top plays. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
Pick number 27. You're on the board. You pick
Daniel Jackson. No, sorry. That was it's kind of interesting. I was just talking to Vinny. If the pass rusher from Boston College falls to him, I think
like
that would be.
Okay.
I mean, look. This is where you get caught up in need, because I think all of us would sit here and say, like, maybe it's not an absolute need right now, even though I think it is at pass rusher. It's going to be in years to come, so finding a guy is great. Ultimately, I think they stay put or trade back and pick up a safety.
Do you not remember his name? But like me, can't pronounce his name. Donovan.
Yeah, you got it. Big old D.
I'm not saying that.
Big D!
Is it Isaraku?
You nailed it, man.
I think the U is it the U pronounced? That was Isaraku. But it could
Isaraku?
Be
Isaraku.
Yeah.
Because Jeremy, nobody remembers names when he says the Boston College pass rush. I'm thinking he's like me, just can't pronounce his last name.
You know I've never said Tua's last name. I call him Tua and Tua's brother.
Me too.
I don't say the Tagovailoa. What the hell you want me to do with that?
Let's go to Towson to get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, Jokers.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
He called us Jokers.
There you go. I got to throw my vernacular in there. When you're picking a guy, I think when they're picking a guy, if I were picking somebody, you got to think about what another team, the threats that you have. How do you scare another team? And up front, I don't think there's anybody that really scares the opposition. They don't have anybody on the front line that, you know, back when they had Clowney, yeah, you got to block Clowney with two people. You got to chip Clowney every once in a while. Which, what does that do? We were talking about how Roquan didn't have a great year. But what we don't understand is that may not be all Roquan's fault, because, you know, Rob, you're a basketball guy. If the center's got too many zips in the wire, too much trash coming at him, that that impedes his ability to be an effective center if he got guards rolling through there and nobody's stopping the ball. Same thing with Roquan. Look at Ray Lewis. Look at all the great Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus. The reason that they're running free like they did is because nobody's in their face. So you need a joker up front to keep a joker out of Roquan's face, and he becomes effective. We talk about wanting to get defensive backs. Defensive backs are effective when they ain't got to run up there making a bunch of tackles and they can cover people. So in my look on that line, what they need, I would get a guy like Jeremy just said, the edge rusher, whatever, somebody that causes a problem with the opposition to where Roquan and whoever's beside Roquan can run free and be who he is. 2 years ago, he had some people up front and he was able to run free, or they were playing more effective. So I would look for somebody on the front line that helps Roquan be Roquan again, and then you might see a change in the defense. That's just how I feel about crafting a defensive front. So hopefully they'll do that. Y'all take care, man.
You take care, too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Real quick, y'all. Man, I'm sitting in charge of my car, and I fall asleep, and I had this dream that Rob was giving this affair at this banquet hall in some shopping center, man. And then I just now woke up and, heard the topic, but hey, it was weird, man.
Hey, Mike, don't you ever dream about me, man. And before you say you dream about me, go no diddy.
It was a nightmare, man. Yeah, okay, but there you go. Were giving an event, man.
did I make any money for my hoops team with it?
Probably so.
All right, there you go.
Kind of charity event.
That's the only time I do.
Weird, man.
Man, it's weird.
He fell asleep in his car?
That's while I was charging it.
Okay.
I just learned
something. That's a knock on electric cars.
Yeah.
It takes so long to get them filled up, you just take a nap.
I never envisioned Mike as an electric car guy.
I would have not have thought that.
I did not see that. Yep. Mike is driving a Tesla.
Tesla.
I can't believe Mike is.
I don't remember the one day he came up here to give us our gift around Christmas. I saw
a Tesla or Prius. What else is there?
Yeah, Chevy Volt.
Oh, that's right, the Volts.
Yeah.
No. They're the small ones, right?
Yeah, yes. They're roller skates.
I can't see. 410-583-1057 is the number. I just realized why you guys made fun of me. I did say Tesla.
Yes.
Why did they repeat what I said?
I thought you meant to do that.
No.
I'm going to start calling them Teslas.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy's out. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. You're That's
good. I would have thought it was Ed's accent. Teslas.
And that's the encore for the day.
See? You're back 5 minutes. And you didn't pick me up.
My bad. Right.
The Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Explore your limits and embrace your curiosity. Great, great store for adults. Clothing, toys, books, games, all kinds of stuff. So check it out.
So you advise people not to take their kids in there with them?
You can, but I would advise not to.
You believe?
I would say no.
All right. As you say, great toy store for adults. So they're not going to find some Christmas gifts for the kids in there.
Is there like a whole section of like nipple clamps on the wall, or is it part of a broader section, Ed, since you've been in there?
It's neatly arranged on the wall.
Okay.
Yes. Everything's nice there.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Ed Norris, tell us what you learned today.
Well, I learned my New York Knicks are headed to the Middle East. Just been announced they're playing the 76ers. They're going to play some preseason games October 2nd and 4th. Later in the year, I guess, in Abu Dhabi. And also learned that the Ravens probably didn't like to see what the Lions did.
Oh. Yeah, that reminds me. Did you know that they you can't see the Flintstones in Dubai, but you can in Abu Dhabi?
Not your turn yet.
Kirby Joseph just got an $86 million four-year contract from the Lions. So I'm looking at Kyle Hamilton, who's going to be looking at a contract in the, I guess this is his fifth year next year?
Yep.
After next year, yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. $86 million for safety.
That's some money.
Yeah, Kirby Joseph's good.
A couple of national days today is National Neck Care Day. It says this was established this year, but no. Jeremy, that was established 32 years ago.
Yeah. When Wu-Tang said,
"Protect your neck."
Yeah, you should know that.
Come on, man. That's old. Yeah. Why y'all always stealing stuff?
I didn't steal it.
I'm just saying. Today is also Ed National Bucket List Day. Hold on 1 second.
What is it? Do you have anything on your bucket list, Ed? It's just, I got a couple things that I'd like to do.
I'd like to see UFC fight in Brazil.
Ow, man. Rob's over here slapping me.
That was on his bucket list.
What the hell was that?
That was my bucket list.
Hold on. Is my ass red or no?
Today is also National Teach Children to Save Day. I think it's important. No one taught me to save. I taught my kids to save. No one taught me how to save. So
yeah, at the end of every game, make sure you hit save because you don't want to lose your progress.
Exactly.
Right.
I lost a lot of games that way. Yeah. Today is National Take Your Daughter and Son to Work Day.
Yeah.
Oh, they're including sons now? Yay.
Today is also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. You guys like pigs in a blanket?
Love those things.
Who doesn't? I mean, it's a nice little wiener. Oh, you don't like pigs in a blanket?
No.
You like them without the blanket?
Some birthdays. Former NFL quarterback Vince Ferragamo turned 71 today. He was the Rams, right?
He was. Makes nice shoes, too.
Former shortstop, a great shortstop. Omar Vizquel turns 58 today. I thought he was much older than me. Mm. Former baseball pitcher Todd Jones turns 57 today. Former quarterback Jeff Brom, he coaches now, right?
Yeah.
He's 54 today.
Remember the whole Brom family, they were all quarterbacks.
Lee Westwood, golfer, 52 today. And Carlos Beltran turns 48 today. All right. Chipper Jones, baseball Hall of Famer, and Eric Snow, NBA player. Both share a birthday today. Joseph, who is older?
Chipper.
You got Chipper? All right.
Hmm.
Who you got?
So Eric Snow would have been in the NBA Finals in the early 2000s and played before that. Chipper would have come in. I'm going to say Chipper, too.
Don't forget, Eric Snow also went to college first.
Chipper did not.
Okay. You going Chipper?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Chipper as well.
You going Chipper? You guys are pretty smart. You're smart. Chipper Jones turns 53, but it's not as much as you think. Eric Snow turns 52.
So it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty close. Yeah, 1 year.
Close. Yeah, yes. A couple months. All right. Well, here, I'll give you you guys some stuff here. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? They're both parasites. Hey, Joe, the Eiffel Tower's in Paris, so that makes it a site, and the tick is a parasite. I recently opened a company selling trampolines disguised as prayer mats. Profits are going through the roof. Like, meaning the money, Joe, and also the profit. Yeah, the gunk.
Joe hates you.
You guys can try this at home, too. When my wife gets angry, I put a cape around her neck. That makes her super angry. She doesn't like that one. Friend was nagging me to try spelunking. Eventually, I caved. This is one of my favorite ones. I was asked who my favorite vampire is. I said the one from Sesame Street. They told me he doesn't count, and I said, I assure you, he does. 1, 2, 3. Sorry. I just found out Albert Einstein was a real person. And all this time, I thought he was a theoretical physicist. One time, I knocked on a psychic's door, and she said, who is it? So I left. And Ed, this is a great one for you. My girlfriend said, you act like a detective too much. I want to split up. I said, good idea. We can cover more ground that way.
Exactly. quickly, I had a psychic call me on a murder case when I was a 7th Detective Squad commander.
Yeah.
She's like, I help a lot of police departments. And I thought I was going on about her resume. When she said, who am I speaking to? I said, you should know. And I hung up the phone. I swear to God.
I got mad at my dad for being rude to a medium. You know, it was my mom's friend. And I don't think she's in the area anymore, so I can say this. Because he did the whole bit of... She's a bigger woman, so he yelled out.
So she's
out,
an extra large?
So you're getting it. Yeah, he yelled out, that's a huge bitch. And I said, that's just insensitive. Like, you're being an a-hole. It would have been more clever if you said medium, more like extra large. Yes. And then he went, okay, okay.
You're just a jerk.
Vinny and Haney up next. This guy.
I'm Jeremy Haney today.
Jeremy, oh, that's right. Let me finish.
Yeah,
Jeremy Carr sitting in for Bob Haney. More bad dad jokes up next. Hey, what day is it?
Friday, babe.
Draft day.